Hi, this is Tammy, and I made a podcast about Listen to the Wind. Dr. Greg helped boys and girls. Now boys and girls can go to school together. There is a website called Pennies for Peace, and that is how you can give pencils and help pay for kids to go to school. My class and my teacher and I decided to do that, so now we bring in pennies almost every day.
Hi, this is Keyshawn. Greg is a nice person. He gave tools to build the bridge to the school. I wish I was him so I can be nice. We are collecting pennies so they can buy pencils in Afghanistan.
Hi, my name is Christiana.
Hi, my name is Brianna.
And we're talking about Listen to the Wind. Why aren't you at school, Bree?
Our teacher only comes once a week.
But
nothing. And we can't have a school because we don't have a builder.
I can help get the money for your village to have a school. I promise that you will have a school here.
Thanks. We will help build a school when you get back.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thanks again. See you when you come back to Afghanistan.
And don't leave yet. Stay. The end.
Hi, my name is Danelle. Greg is a helpful man. Greg had to climb a mountain, and he slipped on the ice, and he got bruises and cuts. The old man chief, the village of Kropra, brought him to his house. Greg slept on the floor, and then he felt better. He got the money to help build a school, and all the people helped build it.
Hi, this is Dorian.
Dr. Greg helped build a school and a bridge in Corfe. The kids were riding on the ground when with sticks, but now they have a school and they are happy.
Hi, this is Tiani. We're talking about Corfe School. I am so happy in Corfe School. My new school is so cool. We just built it. We used to have to write in the sand. The boys went to school, but the girls could not. I love our school. We have very cool teachers. You think your school is fun? Corfe School is too.
Hi, my name's Andre.
Hi, my name's Ethan.
Where do you go to school?
Fairview, it's in Indiana.
Cool.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Corfe School.
Where's that?
It's in Pakistan.
Across the ocean?
Yep.
Awesome.
What's your school like?
We have big classroom, fair pace for our teachers, lots of technology, lights, and a big cafeteria. What about your school?
Our school is pretty crowded. Our teachers earn $1 a day. We don't have many supplies. We don't have electricity. But do you want to know something cool? The kids help build Corfe School, along with everyone in the village.
Both of our schools are good, but they are different.
Hi, this is Brooke.
Hi, this is Alex.
Did you hear we're going to get a new school at Fairview?
Really? Are we still going to have our running spot?
I don't know. I wonder if our playground is going to be smaller.
I hope not. Are we going to be in Miss H's class when the new school is built?
I don't know. I hope so. Will we have our hamsters, Hannah and Hope? The teachers are going to be the same.
I don't know. I hope the new school will be bigger and have more stuff.
I guess we'll just have to wait and find out.
Yeah, I wonder if the kids at Corfe had so many questions about their new school when it was built.
Hi, this is Elijah.
Hi, this is Cassidy.
Hey.
Hi, what's your name?
Elijah, what's your name?
Cassidy, how are you doing today?
Good. Are you visiting here? Where are your parents?
My parents died, and now I have to take care of my baby brother.
I'm sorry your parents died. Can you still go to school?
Sometimes I can go to school. I go to Corfe School. Not all kids get to go to school. Some kids have to work.
I go to Fairview School. We have a great computer lab there.
Wow, you're lucky.
We're collecting pennies for your school.
Thanks. A penny buys a pencil in Afghanistan.
My name's Danelle.
My name's Bree.
We are moving into a brand new school building in 2010. We wrote this script to show some changes we think would be good for our new school.
We are building here. This school is going to be great.
The kids are going to love it.
We should build an elevator.
We should have gym after lunch every day.
We should have a bigger cafeteria.
Yeah, we could choose what we want to eat and not have to pay.
We should have nap time.
All the teachers get to eat lunch with the kids.
If parents keep the kid at home and don't send them to school, the cops can take the kids away.
Corfe School by Ian Foster. The people in Corfe wanted a school because their kids were writing in the sand with sticks. They didn't even have pencils. Would you like to go to Corfe School? I asked my classmates. Some said yes. Not all, but some. I would like to go there because I am curious about other countries. I would like to know what they learn there. I wonder if I will ever visit Corfe School.
Hi, this is Tristan. I asked kids in my class if they would like to go to Corfe School. 6 people said yes, 10 of the people said no. People feel bad for the kids there because they don't have much money. Some people think the school could be interesting. Some people said they would not like to go to Corfe School because they have no computers. I would go to that school because I might make a lot of new friends. We'll be right back.